All right, all set. I'm going out. Be back tomorrow. Who am I going out with? I think you already know. It's my work husband. I know you don't like him, but isn't that part of the fun? I still remember it so vividly. Last Christmas party, when someone asked me where my husband was, your adorably confused expression when you found out he was known as my work husband around the office. All the little giggles from my co-workers? How humiliating. And I also remember how turned on you were that night. You never even made it inside me when you reluctantly revealed that you'd ruined your underwear while going down on me. I knew that this is what we both wanted, even if it is hard for you to admit. Since this is such a special date, I want to make it extra special for you as well. Usually, I keep you all pent up, edge you for a bit, before I lock you up until I get home. Not tonight, though. Tonight, I want you drained, emptied, completely devoid of arousal. Don't thank me, honey. This is a punishment, not a reward. Take your little prick out and start stroking. Already stiff and leaking. Is it because for tonight my work husband will be my husband? Full stop. Get nice and excited for me. But don't get things mixed up. I'm letting you come to torment you. Because after you squirt out that little cucky load, what will you have left? You'll sit here at home with all the nervousness, all the fear, all that cuck angst, without any of that drooling, mind-numbing horniness to alleviate it. It'll be unbearable, and then you'll probably jerk off again to stave off all those uncomfortable fears. But you'll dribble out another pathetic load, and soon enough, you won't even be able to get hard. And then you'll be truly alone. All those insecurities eating you alive while my work husband fucks my brains out. I have to get going soon, so speed it up, cucky. Squirt your little brains out. Come for me. Come while thinking about him, the man you hate, fucking the woman you love. Stroke that pathetic little thing, because Lord knows I don't plan on touching it for a while. Be a good little cuck. That's all you've ever known how to be. My husband for the night would dump load after load inside of me. Now show me how my cucky will be coming tonight. That's right. Pathetically squirting all over himself while he's in this big house all alone, with nothing but his insecurities to keep him company. Ah, there it is. Your fate is sealed, hubby. Try not to think about how we'll both be going to bed with tears in our eyes. Me, because I've been fucked until I'm on the verge of crying, and you, because, well, you'll see. Good night, Cucky.